Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot to talk about with the Minnesota Twins as we try to get our arms around what this is going to feel like, what we're going to see, what we won't see, all those things. And joining us on the CenterPoint Home Service Plus hotline, the president of the Minnesota Twins, Dave St. Peter, and what's been a whirlwind week already, David. Bring us up to speed. Like, over the last 7 days, what happens? Is it all about coordinating travel and whatnot and just getting the players here and tested first? Is there a first step to this whole process?
Yeah, well, Mike, it's good to be with you this evening. And, yeah, you know, it's a whirlwind right now. There's no doubt about it. You know, I do believe that the planning and coordination that's been ongoing, really dating back several months, you know, we were preparing for a time when we may get the green light to play, and certainly knew what that was going to entail in terms of the way we would map out a new spring training, the way we would work to prepare our team. But until you actually do it, particularly with the scrutiny and the detail within the MLB protocols, I can assure you that it's a new environment for everybody. So I think we feel really good about the baseline that we've established over the last few days as we started to intake players, and we have a significant number that'll be at our facility tomorrow. There's a workout going on as we speak at Target Field. So overall, I think so far so good, but it's different, it's new, I would say, Mike, that it's kind of a day-by-day thing here as we kind of get used to a new normal.
Now, fans probably don't think about this much, but just take us through. Most players, I think, basically rent a place for the season, right, which they probably already did during spring training. That's probably already spoken for. So they have homes. It's not like they all stay in the same dorm or something like that. They've got their own individual residence, except for maybe probably the young players that have been brought in as part of the 60, right?
That's right. I mean, a lot of the younger guys will stay in extended stay or hotels. And then you've got a number of players that either have homes in the Twin Cities or had made accommodations. Some guys that actually let their homes slip, they got out of their lease, so to speak, when the season didn't start on time, so they had to scramble a little bit. But they'll figure that housing out. There's a couple guys living together. That's part of the procedure as well for our guys. They get back into town. You want to give them some time for them to get settled. Many of them have family with them, and that's an important part of laying that foundation as well.
Now we talk about getting tested, but it sounds like, I mean, the entire organization's been tested once, twice. How does that work for all of you?
Well, you know, from a player perspective, obviously anybody that's inside of what we would call a tier one or even a tier two, which is really the players, the coaches, the trainers, all of the support staff, to people that are central to our team and the traveling party, so to speak, they're all going to be tested, Mike, multiple times per week going forward. And that really has started now over the last week or so for people in Minnesota, and as people get here, they go through an intake. Beyond that, you know, we've had some antibody testing, but we have not been testing the balance of our front office, and that's something we're actually taking a look at. You know, we're sensitive to availability of tests, but I think at some point, if you're going to be in the ballpark as a tier three person, that's something we're contemplating testing those folks as well, as we really look to try to do everything we can to limit access and ensure that everybody in that building is safe.
So, like, do they keep the tier threes away from the tier ones? Is there a strategy there or something like that? Because the tier ones would be the players and everybody on the field, right?
Yeah. So, Mike, I'm a tier three. So I don't need to take up. You're limited on the number of tier one, tier two spots you have. So, you know, I don't need to be in our clubhouse. I'm not central to that to that operation. Anything I need to do with tier two or tier one, I can do via phone, via text, via Zoom, and that's just the reality of our operation. So we're going to need to be disciplined with that, and I think over time that can make a difference again in terms of ensuring everybody stays safe.
And when they get here and they start working out, I mean, they'll basically work out in empty stadiums. There'll be a few of us in the media that can watch from afar, basically, right?
Yeah, that's true. And we've actually modified Target Field quite a bit. We've in essence built out a, you know, I would say, for lack of a better term, kind of an outdoor clubhouse training area up in the main concourse, actually out near Gate 29, Gate 34, that our players will spend a lot more time outside. With hopes of, again, trying to keep them moving, keep them come in and get your work done, but try to do it in an environment that's open air versus in down in our traditional weight room and training facilities.
And with that in mind, I mean, is that every stadium in Major League Baseball is kind of doing the same thing? Do you guys share obviously, everything's created differently, the stadiums, but
yeah.
That's basically what every team is doing right now, huh?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to vary a little bit, Mike. You know, again, I give Rocco Baldelli a lot of credit for being creative and thinking about this in a way of how do we keep our players safe first and foremost, and understanding that we don't control other facilities that we're going to play in. I think some are going to probably provide these opportunities, others will not. I'm not aware that it's been mandated as part of the protocol, but we've gone over and above the protocol with the hope of creating, again, an environment that we can get our work done in, most importantly, but then also do it in a way that keeps our guys healthy.
Now, minor league baseball is officially canceled today, the season. So you've got 60 players, so your top prospects, a lot of your top minor leaguers will be here anyway. But what does that do to organizations? You've got coaching staffs and, you know, everybody, trainers and all those things. What happens to them, or do you try to find roles for them? What happens?
Well, it's a great question, Mike, and we do have a number of our coaches and trainers from our minor league system that are in as part of our summer camp, and some will be put here all summer as part of our taxi squad that will be working out of CHS Field in St. Paul. But beyond that, you're right. We have some coaches and managers that aren't actively working. They're still getting paid. We're going to stand by them. But we're also awaiting direction from Major League Baseball on some additional, I think, player development opportunities. There's talk of expanded fall leagues that might actually move from just Arizona to also to Florida at some point. I think the virus is going to tell us what's possible, but we're hopeful that there will be some opportunities for some subset of our minor league players, as well as our coaches, beyond those that are here in Minnesota, to get some work done this year and have a chance to play some games over the course of the late summer into the fall. And further their development. But the virus will tell us whether that's reality or not.
Now, you spend a lot of time on the business side of things, and when the Pollad family committed to keeping, you know, not laying anybody off and keeping them employed, as you alluded to with coaches, but it goes beyond that, what did that do for morale? And just, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, you're living in fear if you work for a team right now or in a lot of different capacities. What did that do for the morale of the, you know, the here and now saying, okay, we're okay?
Well, Mike, you know, obviously every business has been impacted by the virus and this pandemic. And, you know, our employees read headlines around the industry, the sports industry, both locally as well as nationally. You can't help but let your mind wander around what the state of your job is. The Pollad family has been incredibly supportive. I think they understand and respect the effort that's been put in to try to build out what we like to think is a championship-level organization. And, we want to make sure we retain that organization. And the best way to do it is to stand by them in difficult times. So all the credit goes to the Pollad family, particularly Jim Pollad, Joe Pollad, and we're grateful. He gives us an opportunity, I think, to help reinforce the culture that we think can be a difference maker over time and in terms of not only retaining the people we have, but also recruiting new talent to the Twin Cities.
Some talk that fans could come in increments depending on, and again, I know the virus will tell the story on that, but are there models that you look at? Is there an algorithm, for lack of a better term, that would tell you as you go along whether or not somebody can come in?
Yeah, there's certainly going to be some science and data behind any decision, Mike. You know, we're studying this closely. We're obviously watching what's happening around the country. We've been in an active conversation, along with the other professional sports teams in Minnesota, with the governor's office, with the Minnesota Department of Health, talking about, you know, the potential to reopen large venues such as Target Field and to have fans interact. And what does that environment look like? How do you do it in a safe way? And there's an active, I think, collaborative conversation that's going on. So, again, the virus is going to tell us whether it's possible or not, but we're hopeful, and I think we have a responsibility to assess kind of how that reintroducing fans fits into the broader community. Clearly, we have a lot of season ticket holders and other fans that would love to be at Target Field, and, you know, understanding fans' importance to our future, that's a critical driver for us, but we need to do it in a responsible, safe way, and I think that's where we're in lockstep with the governor's office.
And is that state by state? Are there some that are going to open right off the top to have some fans in? I thought I read that.
Yeah, it is right now state by state, at least in our sport. And, you know, it remains to be seen what will actually happen when baseball opens on July 23rd, Mike, in terms of if any ballpark will have fans. There have been a number of communities that are planning for that from the start. We are not in that camp. We will, in all likelihood, open with no fans at Target Field and try to get that operation rolling. And at some point, if given approval by the governor, we'll take a look at seeing how we can introduce some fans into the ballpark.
And last, the schedule, there was talk it could even come out tonight or today. Any word on when that will come out, or do you have any feeling as to whether or not you play 23rd, 24th at home? Is there anything out there?
Yeah, well, it's not coming out tonight. I do not have anything definitive on our schedule. I do expect we're going to see it, I would say, probably shortly after the July 4th holiday would be my guess. And, you know, what I know is it's going to have 60 games, and it's going to have 40 of which against the American League Central and 20 of which against the National League Central. So, you know, we'll take our chances with that and get off to a good start, and let's see where it takes us.
Yeah, it's strange, though, because I say that, and then I think it really doesn't matter because you can't buy tickets for the games anyway. Normally, the big thing about the schedule being unveiled is people go, oh, that's the one I got to get to. But in this case, it's just a question of where you're playing when and what time the game is going to start.
It is, though I do think there's always nuances to schedule, Mike. Off days can be really godsends, as you can imagine, for your pitching staff. The balance in terms of road trips, two-city versus three-city road trips. And even for our perspective, if you're going to introduce fans, you probably want to have more games in September than in August.
Mm-hmm.
The chances are better. So we'll see kind of where that goes, but I think we're all going to get a look at it here over the next week, and I know there's a lot of anticipation and excitement for that.
Yeah, and it's really, all of us just have to embrace this now and have fun with it, right? I mean, let's go. 60 games, some anomaly. Let's have fun with this thing.
Yeah. You know, Mike, you're a baseball guy at heart. You've followed the Twins forever. It's going to be different. It's certainly not the traditional season, but I think 60 games, the mad sprint to the finish is going to be fascinating to watch.
Sure, in a different way, yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think for some subset of fans, maybe young fans, I think they may pay more attention to every single game than they would have otherwise. And there's some benefit to that. So I think there will be lessons learned from this season that will ultimately help propel baseball forward in a new way.
I think you're right. And I will see you out there on Friday, I believe, right?
All right, Michael. We look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thank you so much. Dave St. Peter on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, the president of the Minnesota Twins.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.